Horseshoes, rabbit's feet, four-leaf clovers? Get real. You don't rely on lucky charms to get more profit potential. Because you know that great yields thrive on science, not superstition. So protect your crop with Miravis Neo Fungicide, proven to outperform, outlast, and outyield all the rest. To see your best yields, trust Miravis Neo Fungicide, because you don't need luck. You need an edge. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo now. Always read and follow label instructions.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Mark Fay is a Northwall community representative. Mark is with us here on the programme today. Can you tell us what's happening with the Luke Kelly statue at Gill Street, Mark?
How are you, Andrea?
Good.
Well, I think following the article in the papers this morning and the article online yesterday, DCC basically come on the scene a couple of days ago and have started a level of repair to the Luke Kelly statue of the bust. One part is to basically respray or recolour the copper wire head of hair that he has. And that's basically due to the fact that it's exposed to the sunlight. So there's no kind of element of what you'd call kind of vandalism to that. The other piece that's kind of in, and we're kind of looking at it from a bit of a kind of a different perspective, is that the moustache and the beard on the Luke Kelly bust has basically been kind of disappearing over the last period of time. And like I was explaining to one of your colleagues earlier on, I did a piece with them that, like, when you talk about vandalism, like, the initial installation of the Luke Kelly statue was great. We had a big day and the president was down and everything. And then we had a series of events that happened where there was spray paint put on it and that, but that was done for a specific reason. And that was what we would refer to as direct intentional vandalism. Now, the police got a hold on that, and that was kind of, that issue was kind of sorted, you know. This situation I'm looking at is more of akin to the, a bit like the Molly Malone situation. The Molly Malone statue, as was again, was kind of in the media, you know, suffered from kind of people getting too close to it, and, you know, kind of rubbing a certain part of the statue when the brass of the copper was fading. Also, you had the issue of the likes of the Halfpenny Bridge, where this phenomenon of kind of people putting locks on the bridge developed, and again DCC had to come in and kind of do a bit of work around that. Unfortunately, the Luke Kelly statue, the success of it and the attraction for the tourists, I mean, we're right in the middle of Dockland. Sheriff Street is sandwiched between the IFSC and Spencer Dock, two of the biggest developments in the country, and there's thousands of tourists every day of the week coming from the Epic Museum and whatever else, and they come down through Gill Street, and you can't miss the Luke Kelly statue, which is there. So they know who he is, they come over, it's easy accessibility, you can walk up and stand beside it. And that's the way we're kind of looking at it. You can call it vandalism, we're kind of saying it's, you know, it's kind of unintentional, non-deliberate vandalism. I know there's a, you know, there's an element of cost involved in that, but like, we see tourists every day of the week. They're overtaking selfies, they're standing beside them.
You're saying it's kind of more wear and tear, really, Mark. You're kind of suggesting,
it's
really.
It's kind of a wear and tear. And now, look, at there are conversations happening. We deal regularly with John McPartland from DCC. John's the environmental section. Great boy. And they've done a phenomenal job since it went in. I have to hand it to DCC and Councillor Christy Walk, because he's kind of stead on it. Like, if there's a problem with it, DCC come out and they deal with it. This has kind of made the papers, and it's, you know, like, we're kind of putting it in the role of, we know it's not, basically, you know, like, it's not intentional anymore.
Okay.
It's just a,
okay. Well,
know.
Just to stick with us, Mark, for a moment. 1800-453-106 is the number. John Call is with us. John is the sculptor of the Luke Kelly statue that's on South King Street in Dublin. So not the one we're talking about today on Guild and Sheriff Street. John, what's your reaction to this?
Isn't it very hard to conceive what people will do when you put a piece of sculpture out in public? I mean, you can have an idea in your head what will happen, but desperate, isn't it? You know, yeah, taking away souvenirs, souvenir.
It seems, I was looking at a statement, John, from Dublin City Council about this, and seemingly what they're saying is that the damage has been caused to some parts of the moustache, of the copper strands, and that's a part of the problem, that it's fans of the singer and maybe some Dubliners as well that have broken off parts to take them away as souvenirs. It does open a question though, John, about the conservation and protection of the sculptures and statues that we have in this country. Do we do enough to protect them?
No, to be honest, because they are just left out for the public to interact with. And that is the nature of public sculpture. Do you know what I mean? I think it should be something that is put out there for people to interact with. Hopefully in a positive way, you know, rather than in a kind of a negative way. Now I'm sure the last thing on the sculptures. In the sculptor's mind when she was making that piece was things might be stolen off it, you know.
And I think one of the points that had been made is that there had actually been some planned repair works to be carried out on the statue in Gill Street anyway, but it was actually the City Council that had made the point about, you know, bits of it been broken off or strands of the wire hair and beard been taken away as so-called souvenirs. But I'm interested as a sculptor, I mean, is that something that you have to keep in mind, John, when you're actually designing a statue in the first place?
Absolutely, absolutely. If we go back to 1991, when I got the commission to do Patrick Kavanagh sitting on the banks of the canal, on the Grand Canal near Baggot Street there. I sat there looking at it thinking, okay, if I was a student and I had a couple of flagons of cider inside me, what would I do to this, you know? and the first thing that came to my mind was his glasses, you know, that they would have a go at his glasses. Mm. So Paddy's glasses, we actually cast them onto his face so that the only way you're going to get those glasses off is by getting an angle grinder and cutting them off, you know. What happens is people are actually very creative about these things. It was in about a year, 2 years, and then it was Trinity Rag Week. And lo and behold, what did the medical students get up to? But they put a plaster cast on one of his feet, you know.
you seem to take it fairly lightheartedly, by all accounts, John.
Absolutely, because of course, see, it bronze is absolutely practically indestructible. The only way you can destroy bronze is melt it at 1,300-1,400 degrees. So Paddy, that was one thing that happened to Paddy. Another thing. Somebody painted. Do you remember there was a trend there in runners that were this kind of bright orange, orangey red? Well, they painted his shoes that kind of orangey red, you know. And it was kind of funny. You know, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But once again, all you have to do is power hose it, and you're back down to the bronze again. So so it doesn't inherently damage the bronze. It's only a surface. Kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, but I suppose in this instance where the council is talking about maybe, you know, little bits of the wire hair and the beard actually been broken off or broken away. I mean, is that different or does that require a different level of repair?
I think so. Just off the top of my head, I mean, the one of the things that you could do is just put it on a higher plinth so that they can't get at it, you know.
Yeah. And I suppose statues are there to be enjoyed and people want to get photographs with them. I mean, we don't want to put them in glass cases either.
No. It's actually a good thing that people react to sculpture. Like, there's nothing worse for a sculptor than if people just walk past it and don't see it, you know. I mean, that's why you put it out there, I think.
Yeah, well, that's definitely not the case, obviously, with either of the Lou Kelly statues that we're talking about. Hilary is with us on the line. Hilary, do you think more needs to be done to protect statues in general?
Well, it sounds as though yes. Andrea, how are you?
How are you?
It's a very interesting discussion. Now we all know why so many statues in public places are made of bronze, which is very interesting. Yeah. and we could get our garden gates made out of bronze. easier to maintain.
Yeah,
but so there are three aspects that have to be looked after properly. You know, one, the regular maintenance. Now we know it's Dublin City Council who does that. And two, they would need barriers, you know, like metal fences, what do you call those, railings around the statues as much as possible, and without defiguring the statue, you know, the aspect of the statue. And then three, the attitude, but we could go on forever about the attitude. All you need is two or three German vandals to cause terrible wreckage, you know. It doesn't mean that all of society has collapsed, you know.
But I suppose the point maybe, and Mark, just finally to pick up on that, like, you know, you do want people to go and enjoy the statues and to look at both the statue on Gill Street and also at South King Street in Dublin. And Mark, that was your point. Like, you want people to go and get pictures with them and to admire them.
Well, that's like, I mean, yes, and kind of listening to John, and he's right, you know, and like, I suppose the unique thing about Leo Kelly was that you had a situation where, for possibly the first time, there were two statues unveiled on the same day within an hour of each other in the city to one kind of individual. And that was kind of remarkable in itself. But John is absolutely right. Like, the design that John did is just kind of brass, and it's kind of solid, you know, apart from the plaster cast of the painting. Whereas Rita Clute's version is more kind of, you know, it's more kind of pronounced. The hair is fixed onto the head, the moustache is fixed onto the face. It's not drawn on. And that's what makes the kind of bust in the Sheriff Street area unique in that kind of regard. Mm. So, but I know, as I said, from talking to Christy Bourke and John McPartland in DCC, and I know DCC have been in contact with Verda and with the Kelly family, there are discussions around what we can do about, you know, giving them that little bit more protection without taking away from people getting a photograph or whatever. And it can be done.
Yeah.
It can
to, be done to allow people actually go out and enjoy them. Mark, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch. Mark Fay there, John Call, Hillary as well. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.